They're not speaking metaphorically. They're saying everybody wants to be black on a Saturday night, and they mean exactly what you think they do. That's taken from the hit Broadway play Memphis, and it examines a lot of the things that we actually talk about here on the show, on The Takeaway: race, music, culture, who owns culture. In this play, it takes place in the underground dance clubs of the 1950s in Memphis, Tennessee. It talks about the interplay between race and music, pop music. Can anyone own culture? Does it belong to any one race? Last night, I hosted a conversation at our home station WNYC in the Jerome L. Green space, and I spoke with the writer of Memphis, Joe DiPietro, and the stars Montego Glover and Chad Kimball. I asked Joe DiPietro if it ever gave him pause that he was writing a show about a particular era in history where people were usurping specifically African-American music in some cases and transforming it and making money off of it outside of race records. And yet, he chose a white Jewish man to write the soundtrack for him.
No, actually. I actually have a belief that music and art is universal. So I just really never dawned on me, you know, I never said no because you're white, or I never thought I'm not going to write this story because I'm a white Italian guy from New Jersey. I sort of think that the human experience is a universal one, and we're all in different bodies and different genders, different cultures, sexual orientations, whatever, but we all want the same things out of life. And I think most artistic people who understand that can really write beyond what their heritage is. So no, and he just wrote a great song. And you know, once you listen to a great song, I'm like, this guy I think can write a great score, and I think he did.
And the he that he's talking about there is David Bryan, who's actually the keyboardist for the group Bon Jovi. He wrote the music for the show Memphis. I kind of asked all three of them about the centrality of music to the show's mood and how they use music to bridge racial divides.
I mean, music is something that we all share as human beings, that it's the one common denominator. Wherever in the cosmos, this idea that segregation might end in part because of music, I think that's just the perfect solution.
That's the star Chad Kimball speaking. Memphis has gotten some plans from some high places. Michelle Obama brought her mother and Sasha and Malia to see a showing in New York recently. And I asked the cast what the Obamas had to say after they'd seen the show.
You know, after the show, her assistant came back and just could not say enough how much she wanted us to know that she loved the piece. The girls loved the piece. Her mother loved the piece. Their friends loved it. And in fact, they got one of our show cards, and First Lady Obama signed it.
And maybe we can, maybe we'll be invited to the White House.
There we go.
I don't know. That would be so neat.
Who did you think was listening to this, Chan?
Really?
First Lady of the United States.
The First Lady was not listening to the conversation with Chad Kimball, Montego Glover, and Joe DiPietro of the show Memphis. But who knows? Maybe they'll end up at the White House anyway. Memphis is still showing on Broadway. It's a show that deals with a white radio disc jockey and race records in Memphis in the 1950s. You can get more information on our website, thetakeaway.org.